Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
The Bucks game is over. And now it's time for the longest running Pro Hoops post game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
The most important thing, we trust one another. What happened, we trust one another, and that's why we came up with the win.
The head coach.
And that's when we're at our best. You know, Giannis is great about attacking, and then when teammates are open, he shares it and they make shots.
And the fans.
It feels good to get the monkey off the back. Honestly, we've been waiting so many years for this to actually finally happen. And honestly, I can't remember a more likable Bucks team than when we have right here.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show, presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza. Now, here's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Your Milwaukee Bucks are the better basketball team. Your Milwaukee Bucks are going to win this series. Do not fret. 118-112, Raptors over the Bucks. So there will be no brooms, so there will be no sweep. But it's never been more clear to me than tonight. This Raptors team is not as good as this Bucks team. It was proven over and over again. As bad as this Bucks team played, and when we go inside the box score, you'll see just how bad they played. The fact that it took two overtimes in order for the Raptors to knock this team out tells you all you need to know about who the better team is. And it's not close, folks. It's not close. It took them to have Kawhi Leonard put up 36 points, Siakam 25 and 11 rebounds, 16 and 12 and 7 assists and 5 blocks from Marc Gasol. It took them 2 overtimes to beat your basketball team. 2 overtimes. They didn't beat you by 20 in 4 quarters. They didn't beat you by 12 in 4 quarters. It took 2 overtimes with all of that going on for that team. They still had to go 2 overtimes to beat you. And I know what it's going to be tomorrow morning on Chuck and Winkler. Sky is falling. Referee screwed the Bucks. Chris Middleton's awful. Eric Bledsoe, why did we sign him? That's what it's going to be. Right? Fans losing their minds. I don't know about Chuck and Bart. I'm just talking about the listeners. That's what it's going to be. And there's no reason for any of that to occur. None. Middleton played bad. Check. Awful. Bledsoe played bad. Check. Awful. Giannis couldn't score at all. Check. Bad. And it took them 2 overtimes to still beat you. 2 OTs to still beat you. Let's go inside the box score and a 118-112 Toronto win.
How did tonight's game add up? Let's go inside the box score. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video, home entertainment and commercial audio video. Simply done right. ABCAudioVideo.com. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
All right, so the Bucks lose 118-112. You want to chime in? Feel free. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM. The Fan Bucks lead the series 2-1. Next game will be Tuesday night. We'll be right back here. Mayor Mitch is here. Chairman of the DJ Wilson Fan Club, Evan, will be here. I will be here as well. Niko Mirotić, 29 minutes, 3 of 11 from the floor, 1 of 7 from 3. He didn't play well either. 3 of 3 from the free throw line, 10 points, 5 boards, 3 steals, and a turnover. Giannis, MVP. Giannis, 45 minutes, has to be a season high would be my guess. 5 of 16 from the floor, 0 of 3 from 3, 2 of 7 from the line, free throws. 12 points, 23 rebounds. huge number of rebounds. That helped the Bucks tremendously. 7 assists, that's good. 4 blocks, that's good. A steal, sure. 8 turnovers, and you fouled out. We can talk about the 23 rebounds. We can talk about the 7 assists. But at the end of the day, he didn't help you the way he needed to and have that MVP-type game. And he didn't need to have an MVP-type game. Think about it. If he scores 22 in this game instead of 12, they win. Right? If he doesn't have 8 turnovers in the game, they might have won. He didn't help you. Other than the rebounds, he didn't. I mean, it is what it is. Right? That's the guy you look at and expect MVP-type stuff from, and you didn't get it. Chris Middleton, 44 minutes. God awful. 3 of 16 from the floor. 1 of 6 from 3. And in a horrible, horrible decision to shoot a 3 towards the end of regulation. Horrible. 2 of 4 from the free throw line. 9 points, 9 boards, 3 assists, a steal, and 3 turnovers. Brook Lopez, 40 minutes. 5 of 10 from the floor. 3 of 7 from 3. 3 of 3 from the free throw line. 16 points, 6 boards, an assist, 2 steals. Eric Bledsoe, 34 minutes. Awful as well. 3 of 16. 3 of 16. They were 6 of 32 together. And Bledsoe and Middleton, that is. 1 of 6 from 3. 2 of 12 from 3. I tweeted out earlier today, Mayor Mitch, who do you think scores more, Bledsoe or Middleton? In my brain, today I'm thinking to myself, what would get probably like 25? I'm going to probably get 20, right? That happens. They roll this team. They would have rolled the Raptors. It would have been over had they just both done what they'd done throughout the year. 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 or 6 from the line for Bledsoe, 3 steals, 5 turnovers. You had 13 turnovers between Giannis and Bledsoe. 13. And 11 points. And it took them 2 overtimes to beat you. Folks, this series is over. I can't say it any other way to say it's over. The Bucks are clearly the better basketball team. They weren't good, and it still took them 2 overtimes to beat you. Ersan Ilyasova, 13 minutes, 1 of 4 from the field, 0 of 1 from the free throw line, or from 3-point line, I should say. 2 points, 1 board, 1 assist. He won very good. George Hill, thank God for George Hill. He's the one who kept you in the game. 37 minutes, 7 of 9 from the floor, 3 of 4 from 3, 7 of 8 from the line, 24 points, 7 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals, a block, and a turnover. Malcolm Brogdon, another reason you were still in the game. 8 of 17 from the floor, 3 of 8 from 3, 1 of 2 from the line, 20 points, 5 boards, an assist, 2 steals, 2 turnovers. Pat Connaughton, I have issues about Pat Connaughton momentarily. 12 minutes, 3 of 3 from the floor, 2 of 2 from 3. 8 points, 3 boards, 2 assists. The Bucks shot 37.3%. Toronto shot 39.2%. The Bucks 14 of 44 from 3. Toronto 17 of 45. Free throws, 22 of 33. They missed 11 free throws. If you make your free throws, you win the game. That's another one. 21 of 26. Rebounds, Bucks beat them on the boards like they always do, 63 to 55. Turnovers, 17 for Toronto, high, 20 for the Bucks, awfully high. And it took them 2 overtimes to still beat you. If you haven't figured it out yet, I'm going to tell you right now. Not going to be a whole bunch of negativity for me on this one, folks. Just not. You can point to like 5 or 6 things that did not happen at any point during the regular season that happened tonight, and it still took them forever to knock you out. Not to mention the refereeing. We're good. Don't worry about it. Don't sweat it. Go to sleep tonight. Sleep well. Get up. Have as good a day as you're going to have at work tomorrow. Watch the Bucks win Tuesday night. Get an extra playoff game, a chance to celebrate out in the Fear of the Deer District after Game 5 on Thursday. 118-112, Raptors over the Bucks. I know everybody wants to talk. Let's go. 414-799-1250. Let's go. How many people do you think are going to complain about Middleton and Bledsoe tonight? Every call?
Everybody.
Every call.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's go first. George on the north side. You're up.
What's up? I'm not even going to complain about Middleton and Bledsoe because they had an off game. My thing is the refs, they wasn't calling moving screens.
Thank you for not starring.
Moving screens.
Yep.
Man, I mean, all the charges that Toronto did, I mean, wasn't getting non-calls. I mean, they was getting abused underneath the hoop. No ball.
Well, that Giannis, that sixth foul on Giannis where he moved in front and got called for it. It was funny. Charles Woodson tweeted out that was a damn charge. But even the announcers on the game, Weber and Reggie Miller, were both saying, look, if you're not going to call that in Milwaukee that way, how in the world are you going to call it at this point of the game here in Toronto? That you kind of got to be the same across the board in the series. The problem is...
The refs stole that from him.
Yes, but...
The refs stole it from
right,
him.
But the problem is... Thanks for the call, George. The problem is every game is a different crew. This isn't the same crew from game one to game two to game three where you're saying, well, I got to have consistency. It's impossible because you're changing the refs. This isn't a baseball series where you have three games and it's the same umpiring crew. Now, yes, home plate changes, but for the most part, it's the same guys. This here, that doesn't happen. Now, whether or not the NBA has ever even thought about having the same crew for an entire series, I don't know. But if that was the case, okay, then I could see. But I mean, again, yeah, and the referees were against you. I'll go with that. I don't think that's the reason you lost, but let's add that on top of everything else. It still took them two overtimes to beat you. All right, Mayor Mitch, where to next?
Let's go to KJ in West Dallas.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey. Thanks for taking my call, my brothers.
Sure.
Hey, multiple guys played bad tonight, Sparky, and we both know that. But I'm encouraged that they're going to come back and really play well in this next game. And you won't see Giannis have a game like that probably the rest of this year, the rest of the season. I mean, he...
But see, that's the thing, KJ. Even if he has another game like this, if Milton and Bledsoe just do what they did during the season, they still beat him.
No doubt.
They still beat him.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing with Bledsoe, he's settling for these three-point shots, and... He needs to be in the paint. That's where they have the big advantage in the paint,
yep.
And they didn't take advantage of that at all tonight.
Yep. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, KJ. I'm going to say something else, too. You get into overtime, and Budenholzer says, you know what, Eric, after that horrible three-point shot, you're done. Come sit over here next to me. I'm like, okay. We're all in here going, George Hill for Bledsoe. That makes sense. Why did you put him back in? Like, I don't get that. Then on top of it, we're sitting here watching this, and you can ask both of these two, Mitch and Evan. I'm going, why hasn't Pat Connaughton played the entire second half of this basketball game and the overtime? He didn't miss a shot when he was in there. Do we remember back early in the game? He played 12 minutes. Didn't miss a shot. You never put him back in. Why wouldn't you put him back in the second overtime? He brings energy. He can rebound the basketball, and he can hit the three. All of which Bledsoe provided none of. None of it. And we all know, back in the regular season, I was like, I'm not sure Connaughton even gets into the rotation. But tonight, based on how he played, how was he not in there? You needed energy. Your guys were zapped. Both teams were zapped at that point. Guys are getting fouled out and everything else. That, to me, that was a mistake. Connaughton, for the energy and everything else, should have played in those two OTs, in my opinion. All right, 118-112, Toronto over the Bucks. Let's eye up the enemy.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon.
Siakam 25-11, best game of the series. 36-9 and 5 assists and 2 steals and a block, 5 turnovers, and he got hurt and played through it. So we were talking about Giannis playing a bunch of minutes. 45 minutes. Milton, 44. Lopez, 40. Leonard got hurt early in this game on a dunk, and he played 52 minutes on that bad leg, or ankle, whatever it is. Siakam played 51. Gasol's horrible self played 45. When he hit the first two threes in that game that he took, Mayor Mitch, immediately everybody, we went to the Fear the Deer District, my family and I, and we went down there. Now they're here running around the halls, but we went down there and we left about 2 minutes left to go in the third. After Gasol hit those first two threes, you could see people kind of turning around going, uh-oh, he hit a couple. Right, because everybody's expecting him to miss. That was the first sign that, okay, this is going to be a little bit different. But even throughout, when they came out and got out to that early lead, We talked about this. Like, hey, look, this is their last gasp. If they lose game three, it's over. So if Toronto doesn't get out to an early lead and have that crowd involved, they're dead. They're dead. It's all done. And give credit to those Raptors fans, man. They were loud tonight throughout the entire game. Powell, who's been a Bucks killer in the playoffs, 19 points, four boards. And again, thank you to Nick Nurse for playing Ibaka 14 minutes. I appreciate it. Just continue not to play him a bunch of minutes.
Yeah, he wasn't very good tonight.
He had a block shot, though. He had a nice block shot. Okay, Mary Mitch, where to?
Let's go out to George in Delafield. You're up next in the Fan. George.
Bye, George. Let's go to the next one.
Let's go to Nick in Milwaukee. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Sparky, you're absolutely right. Your Bucks, they just lost a fight, a tough loss fight, and the Raptors, it took every claw and every Raptor claw to get out of this one. And game five Thursday night in Milwaukee is going to be one hell of a party. I'll hang up and let you finish up, but you do an awesome job, Sparky. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Look, Bucks owners are not happy that they lost, but they're happy about all the extra money they're going to make on Thursday night.
Another game for sure back here.
And it's a Thursday night. People normally go out on Thursday night anyhow. Everybody's going to take off for Friday from work. I promise you. If they win Tuesday with a chance to clinch this thing Thursday night to go to the NBA Finals, you're going to see all these people taking off work on Friday, whether they have tickets or not. Because that Fear the Deer District, haven't gone down there. We got to the Mecca tonight at 4:30. Put our names on the list. Lady goes, probably like 2 hours. All right, 6:30, game starts at 6. Perfect. Have some dinner. By the time we get done eating, it'll be time to come here and do the postgame show. Yeah, right. 5:30, I go back in there. I go, hey, I just want to see how far away I am on this list of yours. And there was three girls and a guy. And the guy's just shaking his head at me, like, not happening. She's going down this list. We were like 30 to 35 people still down the list after having been on the list for an hour. And I turned to the guy and go, nobody's leaving, are they? He goes, nope. Can I make a suggestion real quick? And you all, Bucks, you can do whatever you want. But if it was me running that establishment, having done parties for Packer games, during Packer games, I've done them at Pottawatomie, I've done them at Dave & Buster's, and I've done them at Quaker Steak. I've done them for all of them, right? And what happens is, you get a table, and then you sit there, and you drink your water, and have two beers in 5 hours. And the waitress gets screwed or waiter gets screwed. And maybe you get an appetizer, but you're not giving up your seat because you want to watch the game. You have to have a limit, time limit for each table. You just do. And just say, hey, look, you can come and hang out. That's cool. But you only get 80 minutes. And at 80 minutes, you're out and we got to see the next table. That's how it is. And keep people moving through there. And if everybody knows it's an 80-minute time limit, that, okay, boom, when you're done, you can go on the plaza and watch the rest of the game. No problem. You can sit in here, but at 80 minutes, you're out there and we're seating the next table because that's going to make you more money, folks. Yeah. And you're going to get more people the experience of getting in there.
They have to enforce that, though, if that works. I mean, it can't be like baseball rules. You know what I mean?
Correct.
They totally have to enforce it because if they don't, it'll just turn into,
Yep.
90 minutes, 120 minutes.
Yep.
And then the entire game's over.
You could have like little shot clocks at the tables. That you just trigger through an app. Boom, you start it, and then it's just going.
80 minutes right there, and it just goes down.
And it's done.
I like that idea.
118-112, Raptors over the Bucks. Where to next, Mary Mitch?
Let's go out to, not this guy, Vincent in Anaheim.
You gotta put your brooms away.
Vincent, you're right. You got out of it without the brooms. But Vincent, I just want you to say this after me. The Bucks are the better team.
Oh, of course. You guys are the better team.
Okay.
You guys show that in the regular season. But, hey, this is the playoffs, man, and anything can happen.
Oh, they're still the better team.
You better hope that this Bucks team plays just as bad three more times because that's the only chance you have. And it took you two overtimes to beat the Bucks with a team being this bad.
When I was watching it, I couldn't even watch overtimes. I just could not. I can't watch too. I get too crazy about it. Whatever happens, happens. And that's what disappointed me, man. That's what you guys give your guys, your team props. You guys came back. The Raptors had a lead, and you guys came back and almost even won the game at the end.
Right.
The Raptors couldn't hold you guys down. So, but, hey, you got to watch out because if Danny Green on our side actually shows up to a damn game with four and more points and everything, Dan would be on a crack. And see, everybody – Marcus Gasol did all right. I'll give him that. He improved. You know what I mean? But the whole point is all our guys need to perform. Pascal Siakam went off. He went off.
Well, he went back to being Pascal Siakam again.
Exactly. And that's what we need to do.
But the problem is Middleton and Bledsoe haven't been Middleton and Bledsoe yet.
Exactly.
Not yet. Not one time.
I bring it up.
Right.
Exactly. Middleton, 9 points. Nope. All the minutes he played. Come on. He's like Marc Gasol. He was playing Marc Gasol. You know what I mean? Like that.
Dude, they were combined 6 for 32 from the field, and they're your second and third best players. Thanks for the call. Second and third best players, 6 of 32, and he took them 2 overtimes to beat you. 2 overtimes. You are the better team.
32 points combined for Giannis, Chris Middleton, and Eric Bledsoe.
And 16 turnovers. 8 by Giannis,
Sickening.
5 by Bledsoe, 3 by Middleton. All right. Screaming Sicilian frozen pizza. Play of the game. I always recommend get the pepperoni.
We know you can do that. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You're listening to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. What play had you screaming?
Brought to you by Palermo, Screaming Sicilian Premium Frozen Products and Kraft Pizzas.
All right. Mayor Mitch, Evan, what did you guys come up with for this one? Highlights courtesy of TNT.
I'm going to go Chris Middleton. We just talked about him, 9 points. Two big ones right here to tie it up in the fourth quarter.
Here's Middleton. Oh, it's blocked, but he gets it back and scores.
Didn't that say offensive rebounding? Put back.
Very good. Marv Albert, Chris Webber, Reggie Miller. On the call, Bucks lose 118-112. Let's sneak another call in before we get to a sports flash with Mayor Mitch.
Let's go to Just Chris. What's up, Just Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man? Still going bunkers for the Bucks. How's it going?
There you go. I liked your song, even though most on the big show didn't. Me and Leroy supported your song.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, what's up?
Man, I just put this on the leader. Giannis being the leader of the team is his fault. I just put it as, you know, he got to do better with Leonard being injured, we should have killed them, man.
Well, Leonard couldn't get back defensively at all. He was really struggling defensively. And the other thing that I found interesting about this whole game is, and I know it's not the way the Bucks play per se, but I really don't understand why you didn't. Once you realized Gasol was going early, why didn't you make him work more down on the block and let Brook Lopez just physically beat on him during the course of that game? Especially, he had 5 fouls, and he ended with 5 fouls. I didn't understand that strategy at all. You could have got him out of there, and then they have nobody down there that can stop anybody at the rim.
Right, man. Enjoy your show, man, and I appreciate the support. Thank you for the call.
You betcha, man. Take care. 118-112, Raptors over the Bucks. The Bucks are the better team. It took them 2 overtimes to beat your team, and you played horrible. And they still took it 2 OTs at their place. Relax. They got this. This series is over. The better team will win. That is your Milwaukee Bucks. And now listen to this phenomenal update, Sports Flash, by our guy, Mayor Mitch Ross, right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
.118-112, Raptors over the Milwaukee Bucks. It's now 2-1, Bucks advantage. There we'll hear from Bucks head coach Mike Boonhoser coming up in a few minutes. But first, we turn back to the mayor, Mitch Ross, our defensive play of the game. What did you and Evan come up with, Kyle, courtesy of TNT?
I'm going to go Malcolm Brogdon, one of the few bright spots for the Bucks tonight. Had a nice steal in the third quarter and a finish on the other end.
Oh, Siakam lost the handle. Ends up in the hands of Brogdon and takes advantage.
Did you see Kawhi couldn't get in that play?
All right, that highlight courtesy of TNT. All right, Eric in Green Bay tweets at the fan. All right, Sparky, not worried. This ensures a game back at Fiserv Forum. Better to close it out in front of the home fans anyways. Hashtag fear the deer. Got another tweet at 105.7 FM, the fan from Eric. Sandow, I guess. He puts his last name on his Twitter, so that's what we'll go with. Sparky, got to give the Bucks credit. They didn't hit their shots and still went to two overtimes. They'll be back again on Tuesday. Raps are tough. Give me Middleton any day of the week. His mid-range game adds a dimension to this team. Hashtag NBA playoffs. Hashtag Bucks vs. Raptors. So some positivity on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones. 414-799-1250. Where to, Mary Mitch?
Let's go to Austin and Waukesha. You're up next on The Fan. Hey, Austin.
Hey, guys. Just before I get started, just one very quick question. Is it normal that I honestly feel absolutely fine with this loss?
So do I.
It's like, you honestly are hitting it right on the button, dude. We probably had the worst performance, worst game of the entire season. And just like you said, two overtimes in their home.
Yep. I agree. All is good. We're the better team. The Bucks will win this series, and they'll be in the NBA Finals. That's that.
Yep, let alone Giannis was out during the second overtime.
Right.
Even though he wasn't having the greatest game, but whatever.
Well, that's that. See, that's the funny thing. Thanks for the call. That's the funny thing. Mayor Mitch, Giannis has five, and he's like, oh, boy, don't get six. I was like, why does it matter at this point? He's not contributing much of anything on the offensive end either. And Mayor Mitch came back with, well, I'd rather have him out there than not. Okay.
Yes, I would.
You're right. Fair point. But it wasn't the deciding factor at the end of the day. It wasn't the deciding factor.
Turnovers down the stretch and just not making the right play or right decision, really. In the last final minute of the game.
And
you know,
what was Chris Middleton doing? At the top,
probably trying to draw a foul.
Waiting for George Hill to catch the ball. Middleton cuts in front of George Hill. That leads to the breakaway and the Leonard dunk. I mean, that type of stuff.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that one, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What were you doing? I mean, George Hill was clearly right there. You decided, you know what, I'm going to take the ball and not George Hill and cut in front of him. That type of stuff.
Telling you, awareness rating of zero, Chris Middleton, all season long.
Either way, just have a better rating of shooting the basketball, and I'll deal with everything else that comes along with it. Mayor Mitch, where are you to?
Let's go to Bruce on the south side. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight? I got to say this. I was watching the game. I'm kind of fine with the loss, but if it were me, I'd rather take the loss here than rather win the next two and rather close it out at home, because you're going to need your home crowd to help you. But I'd rather take the loss here and hit the reset button and then go from there. That's just my opinion.
I agree. That's what will happen. They'll take tomorrow, go light practice, thanks for the call, and Middleton and Bledsoe have to figure it out. I mean, it's just that simple. And I think they will. I do. There's no way they both are going to play this bad for the entire series. Like, I just am struggling with that fact that both of these guys just don't show up in the series. I mean, Middleton had a couple of just real bonehead plays that stick out to me, top of my brain. Bledsoe, too. Middleton more than Bledsoe, but just hit your shots and do what gets you there. Now, remember, Middleton has had his time of where he kind of goes cold and whatever the case may be, but I don't think this is it. He played better in the Boston series than he's played in this series so far. Part of it could be he's tired from guarding Kawhi. Could be. He's defending so much on the other end, trying to stop their best player, that maybe it's affecting his game on the offensive side of the floor. That could be it as well.
I mean, he is doing a good job against Kawhi. Kawhi was 11 of 25 tonight. That's not, you know, anything special. It's, it's decent numbers, but for him, you know.
It's not 50%, I'll tell you that much.
Right.
All right, where to next, Mayor Mitch?
Let's go to Joe in St. Francis.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, Sparky. Got to say, huge fan of the post-game show.
Thanks.
Huge fan of the big show. I got to agree with the last couple callers. I was kind of okay with this loss. Took them two overtimes to beat us. But I would like your thoughts on, I guess, I felt like they should have moved the ball a little more on those last two possessions in the second overtime.
Yep.
Yeah, I just kind of want to know your thoughts.
No, you're absolutely right. I don't disagree. You got a lot of one-on-one basketball with guards holding onto the ball forever and a day and not doing what got the Bucks to where they are, and that's sharing the basketball. Thanks for the call. I think Bledsoe gets into that. George Hill gets into that. They both do, where they just dribble and dribble and dribble. And the next thing you know, you look up at the shot clock and there's 8 seconds. And you're going, dude, you just dribbled for 7 seconds and went nowhere. It's not even like you dribbled and did a TJ Ford where you went under the basket and came back to the top. You didn't even do that. You just sat there and dribbled and dribbled and dribbled and dribbled.
That's a Brandon Knight special right there. It's also, I mean, I think they mentioned it on the TNT broadcast tonight that Giannis – Giannis falls into it too, and the Bucks tend to go on a run like in the second quarter with the bench unit when Giannis is off the floor and the ball's flying around, hot potato,
yep,
getting wide open threes from Pat Connaughton, right, who we didn't see it all in the second half.
Yep, no doubt about it. All right, let's look at the X factor of the game.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the Game. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
All right, let's look at the X Factor of the Game pick. We'll go with Bledsoe and Middleton having off nights, but you could throw Giannis into there as well offensively, and 8 turnovers for Giannis. But when Bledsoe and Middleton go 6 for 32 from the field, 2 of 12 from 3, 6 of 10 from the line, yeah, it's not going to work. They had 20 points combined, 9 from Middleton and 11 from Bledsoe. Folks, that's not going to do it. And then you look at the turnovers between the three of them, 8 from Giannis, 5 from Bledsoe, 3 from Middleton. Your three best players couldn't score the basketball. And it took them 2 overtimes to beat you. You are the better team. You are going to win the series. Just keep telling yourself that. It will be fine. And Giannis does not need to go sit in a gym for the rest of the night in Toronto either. That I'm just seeing him now on TV getting every... He doesn't need to do that. Giannis needs to go home, relax. I don't even know if he drinks.
And
if he drinks, have a little something, right? And go to sleep. Get up tomorrow.
Have a scotch.
Whatever. Wine. I don't know. Go to sleep. Relax. Get up tomorrow. Go through your practice. Go have a nice dinner tomorrow night and chill.
You know he's very upset. You know he is, though. Don't, you know he wants to get in there.
I understand that, but you can't have it. You just played 45 minutes. You haven't had these type of minutes all year. I don't need you burning out your legs more tonight by going in a gym.
2 of 7 from the line tonight.
Yeah, well, again, free throws.
He was visibly, the cameras picked it up, and he was upset.
Yeah. And Toronto knows. We're going to follow you late and see if you can actually beat us that way. All right, where to, Mitch?
Trey in Milwaukee. What's up, Trey?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey,
listen, a couple things, man. Connaughton, 8 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists in 11 minutes, plus 7. Not putting him in the game. I mean, isn't
should have played.
Coach,
should have played in both overtimes instead of Bledsoe.
Yeah, I mean, Darvinham. Somebody got to say, "Hey, coach. You know, Connaughton was pretty good in the first half. We got to get him back out there. That's somebody's job."
Agreed.
But no. There's no way that in a game of this magnitude that you can look at the stat sheet that the game's over. Giannis 16 shots, Bledsoe 16 shots, Middleton 16 shots. No way. I mean, if Charles Barkley, you know, rolling over in his grave right now, saying, I mean, you're MVP, superstar. You got to put this team and get them where they need to get to. This game was there for the taking. It's your stranglehold. The Warriors shows you last night how it's done. You don't just mess around with your food. You don't give teams hope. You just basically got to just go out there and strangle them. Leonard is limping around. I mean, you got guys falling out. They had no point guards left. I mean, there's no absolutely no excuse to lose this game. I know you saying that, oh, that's no big deal, blah, blah, blah. No, it's a big deal. It's a damn big deal to me, because at the end of the day, this game was there. All you had to do was put them to sleep. It's over. You know, now you cannot give this team hope. They are a good team. I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, they have players. They have hope now. They're at their home again. You got to go and do it
Trey,
again.
Trey, stop. But, Trey, they don't have enough good players. Thanks for the call. They don't have enough good players. They don't. I'm sorry. I mean, I get let's be cautious. Oh, they're really good, blah, blah, blah. Maybe. Sure, during the regular season. But this team is not as talented as your team. They're not. Plain and simple. Look at everything that went wrong, and it still took them 2 overtimes to beat you. Siakam played well. Gasol played much better. Kawhi had 36 points or whatever, and it still took you forever. And Norman Powell played well off the bench. 2 overtimes.
Well, that's
still
a given at
them.
This point. That's a
well,
given.
Well, against the Bucks, it is, yeah. And him following on, that was beautiful, too. All right, let's take one more here, and then we'll go to break.
Let's go to Mike and Kenosha. What's up, Mike?
Trey's on the money. Sorry, guys. You can say what you want. But this is a bad loss. You had a chance. You think if you want to be a champion, you think the Warriors would have let that one get away? I mean, absolutely right. Giannis takes 16 shots. Bledsoe and Middleton take 16 apiece and act like they're heroes. It's a terrible performance.
So you expect him to lose the series now?
Yes, I do, in seven. I do.
Okay,
honestly,
good.
Make sure to
call back after they win game four, then, and tell me when you're wrong.
Call back Tuesday night. If Bledsoe takes 10 more shots in the next game and Bud doesn't realize that he's their third best point guard, they are going to lose game four.
Bucks will win by at least 12 on Tuesday. Thanks for the call. By 12 or more. Anybody want to doubt me on it? Go right ahead. They're going to win by 12 or more. They're going to spank this team Tuesday night in front of their home crowd. And then they're going to come back here and take care of business and win this damn thing on Thursday. And that's going to be the end of that. Folks, I'm telling you, I called a sweep to begin with, and it was looking fine. And throughout the game, I'm telling everybody that with me and my family went down the Fear of the Deer District, what do you think? I'm like, they're going to figure out a way to win this. I'm not even worried about it. And it went to one overtime. It went to two overtimes. And it's still, they almost still had it. The Connaughton thing just irritates me, though. I'll be honest about that. Okay, drive of the game, Mayor Mitch.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Let's get tonight's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right. Drive of the game, Mayor Mitch, what do you got?
Malcolm Brogdon again taking it to the rack on Kawhi Leonard late in the game, keeping the Bucks in it.
Brogdon with the reverse!
And the quick go allowed the two-for-one situation with it being a one-possession game now.
All right, there you go.
And Brogdon had been on the bench, I think, until right before that possession.
Yep. A highlight courtesy of TNT. We'll take a quick time out, come back. More of your calls, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. We'll hear from Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer up next.
We're heading into the Bucks locker room to hear what the players saw on the court. Sponsored by Precision Sports. Specializing in the delivery, installation, removal, and repair of basketball hoops, exercise equipment, game tables, and backyard playgrounds. Go to PrecisionSportsOnline.com.
All right, so we got this guy on Twitter. Bucks to the finals. That's what it is, okay? Bucks to the finals.
I know where this is going. Tweets. I haven't even seen it.
They aren't head and shoulders ahead of the Raptors, and I'm a Bucks fan saying this. Your thing says Bucks to the finals. Okay. All this overconfidence has to stop. It's one thing loving and supporting and having confidence in our team, but this sweep five games crap is rubbish. Where is he, in England? Rubbish? Oh, he says that.
Yeah, they say it in England. You're right.
In England? Maybe he's in England. Come on, man. If you watch this series at all and seen both sides, it's clear as day they're the much better basketball team. They're way deeper than the Toronto Raptors are, and your second and third best player have not played well. I mean, that's just what it is. They know it. Toronto knows it. If Middleton and Bledsoe hit shots, they kill Toronto tonight. Now, again, it's a big if, but that's really what it is at this point. Middleton, by the way, dude, he needs a big game to get confidence back. He does. He needs to hit like 4 or 5 threes in a first half. In game four to get his confidence and his mojo rolling. Because you're seeing a lot of Chris Middleton shaking his head going down floor. Even when he hits a shot, he's shaking his head going down the floor like, that's about damn time I hit something. I mean, that his confidence looks like he's wavering confidence-wise. And that needs to be fixed. Okay, Mayor Mitch, let's hear from George Hill after this one.
Came in with pick and roll. George, it's hard to really recall a night where the starters have, as a collective, struggled to sort of get buckets through the whole night. Would you put that down to some of the matchup adjustments the Raptors made, or what did you see was a major contributor there?
I'm not sure. You know, we don't really worry about, you know, guys making shots and missing shots. It's just one of those games where they didn't make them today. You know, we have the utmost respect and belief that, you know, the next game is not going to be as bad as it was. But you know, I know it's sitting in their head that they go for a combined 11 of 48 or something like that. So we're not worried about it. We know they're going to come to play next game. They're super competitive. They're super professional. Just keep moving forward.
really for both of you guys. Toronto throughout the playoffs is basically running the second best defense to your defense through the first two rounds. Should we be expecting more games in this series to be fought this closely, this tough?
I don't know. I know we're going to step our level of play up. I thought we came out, went through the motions a little bit, got ourselves down. It was sort of a hole we couldn't really dig out of the whole game. So our energy and effort will step up. Our defense will step up. Our rebounding, limiting their second chance points will step up.
Malcolm, just more Giannis-specific. It looked like it was a pretty physical game tonight and there was a lot of physicality in the paint. Is there a way that you guys can try and free him up a little bit, or how can you try and make life easier for him, I guess?
I think the only thing we can do is really just make shots. We could have made more shots for him tonight. Giannis is the MVP of this league. He's had the best season in the NBA this year. We're not worried about Giannis bouncing back from this one.
And just for you specifically, 36 minutes tonight, it's been steadily climbing. Obviously, that's the most you've played in a long way. How did you feel out there? And just in general, how's your body feeling after these first few games?
I feel great. I feel as though my role has been to come in, bring a spark, be the fresh legs on the team, bring energy. And I feel like I've done that to the most part. But we lost the game tonight, so I think all of us have a bigger role to play and more to do.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys.
All right, injury report. 14-112, 2-1 Bucks advantage in this series. Game 4 in Toronto coming up on Tuesday night, and we'll see if the Bucks look just as bad Tuesday night as they did tonight. My money says no. It's probably not going to happen. I already said they win by 12 or more. Mayor Mitch, where to next?
Let's head out to Mike in Fox Point. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I appreciate the call. So, a couple things. I would say that the Raptors crowd, you got to give them credit, because I think the Bucks were clearly rattled. And it's not, to me, it's not horrible that they lost this game. They've done things unconventionally. They haven't grown really through the years, round by round. So this is a learning experience for them. The other thing I noticed during the game is Toronto was clearly overly physical. I wouldn't call it dirty, but very close. And they counted on the refs blowing the whistle, or not blowing the whistle, their way, being the home team. And it worked for them. Giannis has got to just toughen up. He really does. The other thing I'd say, these people that are jumping off a ledge or who are overly disappointed with the Bucks need a clue. Some of the greatest teams that I have seen in my life, the 86 Celtics won 66 games. They lost three or four playoff games in their three series. They lost two to the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals, by the way. Same could be said with the 4-4-4 Sixers losing one game. And maybe the best team I ever saw in my lifetime was the 67 Sixers, which won 68 games. So they lost four games in the playoffs. So people just need to take a deep breath. The Bucks are clearly the better team. They just got to toughen up a little bit, and they'll be fine.
I totally agree with you on that. I'm not, again, like I said, not really concerned about the Raptors at all. Got some guy tweeting in from Toronto as well. Apparently Raptors don't have sports talk radio in Toronto. I don't know. Let's see here. Where is it?
Apparently not. I mean,
hold on. I know they do, but this guy decided to listen to us anyhow. Listen to what Milwaukee fans are saying about his team, and he's not very happy. LJ says, yeah, the Bucks probably still win the series, but I'm listening to you guys right now from Toronto. Man, you sound amateurish. Raptors D might have something to do with why the Bucks suck tonight. No. Milwaukee is a small market. It sure sounds it listening to you. Thanks, LJ, for listening. We'll see what your Raptors tough defense does in the next game. Wasn't very much tough defense in game two that I saw. And tonight, again, if you were going to win a game in the series, you had to win game three, because otherwise it was definitely over in game four. And we'll see what happens in game four. Maybe you guys will keep it close in game four and I'll be wrong. I don't think you will, but we'll see what happens. You're not as deep as the Milwaukee Bucks are either. And like he said, yeah, the Bucks will probably win the series. Don't be offended that I'm not all that concerned about your Raptors team. Look at everything that went wrong for the Bucks tonight. Look at all of it. And it took your team two overtimes to win. I mean, it's clear as day the Bucks are the better team. It's not even close. All right, Mayor Mitch, where to?
Let's go Harvey and Osseo. What's up, Harvey?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Not much.
All right, thanks for the...
You go. You can't get on Giannis. Giannis did what he had to do. He kicked the ball. We didn't make the open shots. Middleton is not going to fail like that again. There's no way. So, by law of averages, he's going to shoot about 70% from the field next time.
All right.
And
yeah, well, we'll see. If he shoots 70% from the field, the Bucks are going to kill him. Thanks for the call. I don't have very high hopes that he's going to shoot 70% from the field in any game. But anything is possible, I guess, right? Anything is possible. All right, where to next, Mayor Mitch?
Let's go to Justin in Waukesha. What's up, Justin?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So is that really the best that the Raptors have?
Like, yes. Well, I mean, I think so. Look, just ask yourself this. Kawhi Leonard had 36. Could he get 40 in a game? I guess probably that possibly could happen, but now it looks like he's playing hurt, which he deserves a lot of credit for playing 52 minutes hurt. 25 and 11 for Siakam. That's probably about what you're going to get from Siakam, which he didn't give you to this point. Gasol going 4 of 8 from 3 again. Maybe not. 16, 12, and 7 and 5 blocks from Gasol. I would be surprised if he had a better game than that the rest of the series. 11 from Kyle Lowry. He should do better than that in a game. Danny Green's been awful. Powell, 19 off the bench is impressive. Van Vliet has been lost for about a month or so, shooting the basketball, and that continued tonight. And Ibaka, they're just not playing, which, as a Bucks fan, I'm fine because he's killed the Bucks in his career. So, God bless him.
Yeah, because if you see like how bad the Bucks were, like I sure hope that they beat us because I'd feel bad if they didn't. Like, how many times have the Bucks shot this bad throughout the entire season? Like, especially with Giannis' stat line.
Yeah, I'm not really all that worried about this. Thanks for the call. And I think if I'm Budenholzer and the Bucks, I'm really not all that worried about it either. Because all you really say is, and to what Brogdon said earlier about, look, we came out and kind of went through the motions early on, and then you just say to your team, look, if we just score the basketball and make our shots, we win that game. Make free throws and make open shots. We do that in the next game, we walk away with a win. It's that simple. I don't think there's a lot of other stuff that needs to be said. You don't need to chew the team out. You don't need to lecture the team about anything. Let's make our open shots, guys, hit our free throws, and we win the series. Simple. Not all that difficult. One more, we get to the sports flash with Mayor Mitch. What do you got?
Mike on the south side. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Yeah, Bucks are the better team. I mean, what does Toronto have? They got the Blue Jays and Johnny Manziel, and their crowd is phenomenal.
Yes. But, crowd is very good.
Yeah, but this is like for 3 years in for them, right?
Yep.
Playoffs? I think, you know, Bucks crowds are like, whoa, this just came upon us. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm saying, can Toronto do all this again? I doubt it. And one last comment. Drake, take your parka off. You're inside. Thanks, guys.
They are north. It may be cold in their arena. I've never been in their arena to know if it's cold in there or not. I mean, Chuck Freeman is there for the fans, so I still talk about it tomorrow morning on Chuck and Winkler.
Marv Albert said it was a balmy 57 degrees when they started the game. So
nice.
About the same as here.
Lori Nichol just tweeted out, a lighter moment after a tough double OT loss to the Raptors. Brooke Lopez was doing interviews when GM John Horst called him on his cell phone. As Brooke, if John Horst normally calls after games, said, oh man, now you guys are making me nervous. Why are you calling players? I mean, I don't know, man. Don't criticize John Horst right now because the man's walking on clouds with how good this team has been.
Yeah, he is.
So, I won't criticize the general manager for calling players while they're doing interviews with the media, but that seems a little over the top and weird. 118-112, Raptors over the Bucks. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll hear from Mike Budenholzer. We'll see if we can run down Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel as well. Straight ahead on The Fan.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola. This is Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, your Milwaukee Bucks come up on the losing end tonight, 118-112. They weren't good, and it still took Toronto two overtimes to knock them out. Matt Velasquez joins us now in the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. I've been saying all night, Matt, the Bucks clearly are the better basketball team, considering everything that went wrong for this team and what went right for Toronto, and it still took them two overtimes to beat you. I'm really not all that concerned.
It took them two overtimes, but kind of on the negative side, you know, it hurts even more when you push that hard and you fight upstream all night and you have the chances to win and you still can't pull it out. That's kind of what the feeling was in the locker room among a lot of the guys.
You know, and that's the thing. Middleton was awful. Bledsoe was awful. I don't think, me personally, I rather would have had Connaughton in there in the second half of that game than they had Bledsoe in there. Connaughton was perfect from the field, and we know he brings energy. And in those two overtimes, they could have used it.
Yeah, I mean, I think he played well in the start of the game. I just don't think that they're going to replace Bledsoe with Connaughton. They've basically platooned Bledsoe and George Hill. There were times where George Hill probably should have gone in and played more than Bledsoe. Maybe to start the second overtime is something that stands out to me. Connaughton just ended up being the guy who didn't get as many minutes. I think that's mostly because you look at the guys who he would be replacing, Chris Middleton and Malcolm Brogdon. They needed those guys to defend Kawhi Leonard. That's just something that Pat isn't going to do.
Do you think Middleton's struggling offensively because he has to defend Kawhi Leonard and he's using a lot of energy on that side?
I think there's something to that. He also, he took some ill-advised shots at some points, shots that he can make and has made, but didn't look good tonight at certain points. I think he's not usually a great scorer inside, and he was 2 of 10 on two-point shots. A few drives that kind of went awry. I think just it was a really rough offensive night for him. Defensively, he hung with Kawhi as best he could, but, on offense, it was definitely a forgettable night.
We always do a segment on the post-game show. We normally do it after your segment, but since you're on now and I want to get your thoughts, we're going to do it right now. It's called Forward Thinking as we look ahead to the next game.
What about the next game? What do you expect from this team now? Time for some Forward Thinking. Sponsored by Forward Financial Partners. Moving forward together. Find your way at ffpwi.com.
All right, Matt Velasquez, what are your keys to the Bucks getting a victory Tuesday night in Toronto?
Yeah, I think Giannis will be more aggressive. He had to feel out the changes to the Toronto defense. He had Kawhi on him more. They were doubling harder and quicker. He really was kind of held in check for a lot of the game, if not most of it. There was a stretch there in the fourth quarter where he kind of got going to the basket and was able to get some fouls and get some buckets near the rim. But I think that he'll be more aggressive, and I think that the big thing for them is that their top guys, I don't think that they'll play this poorly two games in a row. Giannis pointed out after the game that he, Bledsoe, and Middleton were a combined 11 of 48 from the field. Kawhi Leonard had 11 made field goals by himself,
yep,
with 25 shots. And so, to him, when talking to Giannis about that, that's what stood out to him, is that, hey, as the three leaders of the team, he said, we need to be better.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Your second and third best players at some point have got to put up numbers that look similar to what they did in the regular season. And if they do that, they would have won this game tonight going away, I think, at the end of the day. Matt, thanks so much for coming on, my friend. We'll talk to you Tuesday night.
All right, sounds good.
There he is, Matt Velasquez in Toronto on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
All right, let's hear from the Bucks head coach.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, let's hear from Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer after they lose to the Raptors in Game 3 tonight.
Tough game. Feel like we gave ourselves several chances. We weren't able to get over the hump, give them credit as a group. They played well. A couple guys really stepped up for them. So I think there's lots of opportunity for us to look and look at how we can get better collectively, how we can be better going into game four. So, I think we look forward to that.
Eric Name, The Athletic, on your left, bud.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm just curious, how do you think their change in matchups, obviously, they kind of switched their defensive assignments around Kawhi on Giannis. How do you think that affected your guys?
Well, obviously, we didn't have a very good offensive game, so you know, I think you should always give them some credit for, you know, their defense, and whether it be just the matchups or their defense in general, they were active. You know, and I think we've got to make, you know, when we have good opportunities, you got to make them. And, you know, we didn't probably make enough of our good ones. And, you know, I think we'll be better in game four, Giannis, everybody. So, I you know, looking at the film, I'll probably have a better, to be able to answer that better.
Matt Velasquez, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. When it comes to Giannis in particular, what do you think it was that made things so difficult for him to get going?
Well, I mean, they're double teaming him a lot. They're pissing a lot of people, a lot of bodies at him. And I would say, you know, what he's done all year, and my guess is what he did today is he's sharing the ball. He's making the right read. He's making the pass. And we probably got to shoot it a little bit better. We got to drive it a little bit better. Maybe we can create more space for him. We'll look at all those things. But, you know, I think when somebody's committed to getting the ball out of his hands, you know, we feel great about the shooting around him and the players around him. And hopefully we can make teams pay. And, you know, we were right on the cusp of winning a game when we didn't play that well.
Stephen Lung, over here to your left. Stephen Lung, Sportsnet. Coach, you guys had, numerous opportunities, I guess, to kind of take the lead, take control down the stretch during the two overtimes and in the fourth quarter. So would you define when Kyle Lowry fouled out kind of one of your, like, maybe your best opportunity to ultimately take control of the game?
I mean, we were just scrapping and doing everything we can to be 2-4-6 down. We were playing from a deficit all night, so I don't, whether Kyle Lowry was on the court or anybody was on the court, I don't know that we really had a chance to take control of the game per se. We had a couple opportunities where maybe we could go up two and different things like that. But we were scrapping from behind the whole game, and we didn't just make enough plays when we needed to. And that's, you know, how it goes.
All right, so the Bucks come up on the losing end tonight. Just a reminder, Chuck Freeman is live in Toronto, part of our best Bucks coverage. He'll be on tomorrow with Chuck and Winkler, obviously. That's his show. But he'll also be checking in with the Bill Michaels show. He'll be on the Big Show tomorrow. All part of our best Bucks coverage presented by Upian Abraham, Robert Hack Diamonds, and the Q Club of Wisconsin. So live updates all tomorrow from our guy Chuck Freeman, who is in Toronto for the Fan. Mayor Mitch, my thanks to you. Evan, my thanks to you. Chuck Freeman, obviously, thanks to him as well for doing a great job in Toronto. I'm Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 on the Wendy's Big Show. Chuck and Winkler tomorrow morning at 6. Bucks, 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 and more Bucks. And one last thing. How about Keston Hiura with a home run today, huh?
Yeah, nice liner down left field line.
How about a little home run by Keston Hiura on Ben Gamble to win it? That was a nice Brewers victory today, too. All right, enjoy the rest of your night. CBS Sports Radio comes up next. Toodles!
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.